T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Shh, shh. Let the music play. You can't start singing until we bring you on. It's the Champions, the Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket, and that's Wojo. But usually we introduce him. He doesn't do the humming along. But hi, Woj.
Well, well, well. How are we?
We're doing okay.
How are we?
We're fine. We're fine.
We're hanging in.
You know, we're sequestered. What's that?
We're hanging in.
We are hanging in. I'm getting low on the groceries, so I'm going to begin, I think, going to the restaurants, you know, for curbside or pickup. That's going to be the next phase of my quarantining.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I've been doing that some nights.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, and, you know, plowing through all of my various stories on the Netflix, including... And I know we say this every week, and I lose track. Have you guys watched The Ozarks or not?
No, but I'm going to start, I think, next week.
I have not started season 3. I've watched the first 2 seasons, yes.
Oh, you're missing out.
Did you finish season 3, Heather?
Heather Sparks is right, yes.
No, I'm taking it slowly. I just finished episode 6.
Oh, okay.
The finale, you kids talk about, what do you kids talk about with that one... ridiculous with the red wedding or whatever that show.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, this has a better moment than that. Trust me.
Really?
Hey, I don't know. I never watched.
I was thinking about this show the other day. You never watched Succession, did you?
No, I. It's in the docket. It's ready to go. I'm just having it.
I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Do you watch Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching The Better Call of the Saul. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Better Call of the Saul.
I have 2 more. I'm down. I didn't watch Monday, and we're down a week. So that's tonight. Maybe today's activity is watching Better Call of the Saul.
All right, Woj, earlier this week in the Detroit News, Wojo revealed he didn't reveal all of them. He is counting down the top 20 moments in-game, so it can't be like Barry retiring or anything like that. That he has witnessed since he returned to Michigan and started writing for the Detroit News in 1989. Is that right, Woj?
Yep.
Okay. So he counted down 20 through 11, and then I assume in the next day or two, we will get 10 through 1. And as I was on one of my patented walks with my family yesterday, my son brought up a moment that to me, it's my favorite moment in Detroit sports history, and I assume it will be number one. It didn't make the bottom 10 of your top 20, but I'm just going to throw it out there. The Silver Dome non-implosion.
That would not be during an actual sporting event.
That's right. And
does it have to be one where you actually attended too, right?
Yes, there are a couple early on that I didn't attend, like Vinnie Johnson 007, it was in Portland, but I was covering that whole series, and as soon as they landed, I wrote about it. So I figured that one counted.
It doesn't count.
I also considered that the sports world in Detroit didn't really start until Woji showed up in 1989. I mean, I think that's fair. More or less.
No, I think that's 100% right. You know, Stoney and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday, Woj, with the passing of Al Kaline. And if you took the greatest player ever to play for a Detroit team in the four major sports, so a pseudo Mount Rushmore, but you have to have one from each team, that we think Detroit actually stacks up rather nicely with any other sports city. And I'm not going to put you on the spot for that, but as you put together this list of moments in your mind, I would think when it comes to moments, we stack up quite nicely, because there's no other community in America where the professional sports, hockey in particular, and then college football and college basketball all matter to the same degree as they do here in Detroit.
Jamie, you are so correct, which is why I'm now going to whine and explain how difficult the list was. First of all, 20 to 11, we ran it Monday, was going to run the next 10, the top 10 the next day, but then Al Kaline passed away, wrote about him and my relationship with him, and now today for tomorrow, you will see 10 through 1. And I defy any city in America to try to match Detroit's diversity of moments. Understand, I'm not calling them the greatest moments, because some of them were tragic and horrible and you know, losses. But just the diversity from the Palace Brawl to the Darren McCarty Brawl to the Armando Galarraga imperfect perfect game. I mean, just the bizarreness, as opposed to even the wonderful moments when Barry Sanders topped 2000 and the Wings won the Cup. I'm not going to reveal who won overall, but I think it was a fairly easy victory.
For the
you
ultimate
guess,
champion of number one Wojo sports moment.
Right. Knowing you, it's either the March 26th game or later that year when Yzerman lifted the cup.
I'm just not going to comment.
I know,
on that.
But you said you could guess, so I just guessed. Yeah. By the way, Wojo, I actually gave you a compliment today. Hard to believe. I did. The article you wrote today, the column, which I haven't read yet, but I did see the picture of you in the Dodger uniform. And I said, you know what? Wojo, in that picture, now pictures can be, you know, deceiving, actually could pass as an athlete, a baseball player in that picture.
You know what? I hadn't looked at that picture in a little while, but obviously dug it up when I was writing about Al Kaline. I participated in the Dodgers Hall of Fame Fantasy Camp in 1986.
Ew.
16 Hall of Famers from different teams. But because it was in Dodger Town, I had to wear a Dodger uniform. My Al Kaline was there. And I don't know. I didn't have a belly, did I?
No.
When did that arrive, I wonder?
Or at least you hit it very well, one or the other.
No. And I mean, if you read the article, my greatest glory was Al Kaline giving me hitting tips. And I told him all I wanted to do was not strike out the entire camp. I didn't even care about getting a hit, just not strike out. And I didn't. I at least fouled the ball, fouled out or whatever. I never struck out, thankfully, for his hitting tips.
Well, and I don't want to spoil the ending, but I will. In your final at bat, you got a hit to drive in two runs. And
yes.
Who did you get the hit off of? Do you remember? Was it like Sandy Koufax?
You know, they shuttled him in on that bot. Sandy Koufax, Bob Feller. I think it Warren Spahn. I think it was Bob Feller, because Bob Feller famously would brush batters back, and was still throwing. He was, I don't know, probably even 70 then, but was still throwing hard, and everybody got at least one at-bat off of Bob Feller. So I believe it was Feller, but there were so many games and so many great pitchers, and Juan Don Drysdale, Juan Marichal, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow, you got a hit off Rapid Robert. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Of course.
It was either him or maybe Robin Roberts.
Oh, former Michigan State, former whiz kid.
Had it been Joe Baver, he probably would have homered.
Yeah, Joe Baver. I have Joe Baver's baseball card.
So Woj, I want to ask you a question. We were talking earlier about the return of sports, whenever it might be, and you know, we're hearing from everybody. I mean, we're hearing from Dabo, we heard from Gundy. Mac Brown came out yesterday and said, hey, if there's no fans, there shouldn't be college football. When you hear these commissioners speak or coaches speak or whatever, Are you like kind of processing it in your mind, or are you saying, can you please all shut the hell up? It'll happen when it happens, and we're not going to know if it's going to happen until the doctors tell us it can happen.
I literally don't pay attention to the scenarios. I mean, I guess I'll read them to say, oh, that seems dumb. That's not going to happen. Well, that one's not going to happen. But I get, like, they can't just sit there. They have nothing else to do. They might as well try to fiddle around with scenarios and then maybe float them, leak them out to see what people think about them. But none of them seem. I've long since accepted that when games return, there won't be fans at first, I think. And to wait until the fans can come back, that might be too long of a wait unless a vaccine gets discovered pretty quickly. But all the other little scenarios, no, I don't want players sequestered in Las Vegas and playing tournaments. No, no, none of that. I'm willing to wait for it to be whole or as close to whole as it can be before it comes back, because I still have a lot of shows to get through on Netflix. I really do.
And so what you're saying is it's all about how it affects you.
That does sound selfish. Now, real quick, I want to give you something here. If you were listening to the world-famous Bogey and Wojo show last night, we did another one of our top 10 lists.
Yeah.
And tell me if we got it right, the top five at least. This is slightly different. Top 10 Detroit sports icons. Not athletes necessarily, could be other realms. Whatever. Detroit's and icons are different than the greatest athletes.
Right.
Do you want me to give you what our top five turned out to be?
Sure.
And tell me what you think.
Well, let me just say, number one, I think, should be Barry, but go ahead.
It's funny. Understand the meaning. Icon. Was he just a spectacular, great player? Was he an icons have unbelievable moments. Icons win championships, don't they?
Just yeah, but icons it, also kiddo. Are like, I think icons are also in a way almost superheroes. And Barry, to me, defies. Anyway, go ahead. What are your top five?
Number one, Mike Ilitch for all the realms. Number two, Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe. Number three, Al Kaline. Number four, Steve Yzerman. Number five, Isaiah.
I think you're
Barry, we had number seven.
I think you're
That's
forgetting somebody.
List.
Who?
Considering his fist and his name was in an arena, Joe Louis has to be in the top five.
Joe Louis was considered, and we debated it. And it's kind of an anachronism. Like, people... Boxing is so far down now, okay. I think it's lost some of its connection, fair or not. I'm just being honest.
What about right? What about Mitch?
Oh, yeah, he was six.
Six.
Tony
okay.
was seven.
Ahead of Barry.
Yeah. Ernie Harwell, sixth. Detroit sports icon.
That's right. You know what? That's fair. No doubt.
So I guess maybe I'll go look up icon after the show, because Barry, I mean, Mike Ilitch obviously accomplished a great deal. He's an incredibly important figure in the history of Michigan sports, for sure. But I guess I don't think of him as an icon. I just think of him as a great owner.
Did Bo or Izzo make the list?
No, we kept out Michigan State okay. just because it was already too low. Who would you put in if you put in one? Jim Leland or Sparky Anderson?
Sparky.
Probably Sparky.
We debated that, and Sparky made it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because you have to take catch in – as well, I mean, what he did for the charity.
And like, yeah, but he was here twice as long as Leland.
Right.
And he
right.
won a championship.
True.
Yeah. And then I assume, what, Ausmus or Louis Pujols?
Louis Pujols snuck in at the end there. Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Where was Millen?
We thought about putting him in, but icon does not generally have a negative connotation. Okay.
No.
I mean,
no.
As far as impactful... Well, yeah, in a bad way.
You could do your next one should be and say you had your icons. What about icons?
Whoa, Stoney, you can't say that on the radio, can you?
Icons, C-A-N-T.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I can't.
Yeah.
The rest of the top ten, by the way, we had Ernie at six, Barry at seven, Willie Horton at eight for the social means and everything else and winning a title. Number nine was Trammell, and 10 was Sparky.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's just a fabulous list.
It's a terrible list, but we appreciate you guys trying. Today at some point online, or will be tomorrow, Woj, we'll see the 1 through 10?
Yeah, I think later today. Late this afternoon, yes. Well,
All right, so
you'll fight over it.
Woj, are you up for a walk today?
A walk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I do have to get my mail. It's at the end of the driveway.
I guess not.
Oh, you mean like around places?
Well, just I would drive to your neighborhood. I would honk. I would text or honk the car. You'd come out. And we'd stay 6 feet apart, and we'd walk take a little walk, get a little exercise.
It is beautiful out. I probably can't today because I do have work to do, and then we have this little 2-hour show every night.
I know.
Me and the bogey kid.
I know. All right.
Probably not today, but I can.
All right, maybe in the weekend.
Yeah, get the band back together.
Yeah.
You guys,
woo!
Slava, Gov, the classic show.
Come
all right,
on
Woj,
over, Jamie. Come on.
Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Happy Passover.
Happy Easter.
Happy Passover and happy Easter, right, Sunday?
Oh, my God. We're way late. We can't even talk about peeps. Woj, we'll talk to you next week.
Woo-hoo!
97-1 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.